Are Scott and Angie dating?
Happy Monday! I'm so sorry. Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. My name is Linda Sims, and I welcome you here today. And as you know, Mondays can be really off the chain, and this one is, okay? Okay, now, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. And you can download a free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to call in during this live broadcast, you can call 740-383-9944. We are 52 days into the new year of 2022. How's it going for you? It's moving kind of fast, isn't it? Maybe we can find some kind of solace and kind of slow down a little bit, you know, because I'm telling you, it's just moving extremely fast. And I noticed on the calendar, we are going up an hour in March instead of April.
Like March 13th.
March 13th. I'm like, wow, how much more do we need to speed up time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep up as it is. Lord help us in this 2022. Now, I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's hydraulic hose specialist. And I shared with you all last week that Chappie had passed away. He had COVID, and he died on February the 6th. I'm still broadcasting him as a supporter because his grandson will continue to support our show. And we thank God for that. And when you think about Chappie's, please lift up a word of prayer or condolences to them. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement is free produce. April the 16th, they will begin. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, Consider the Consequences. Become very, very sweet. Remove even the slightest trace of anger. Whatever you think, whatever you say, consider carefully all the consequences beforehand by performing actions, knowing their consequences. Success is definitely experienced. Amen. Hopefully that thought for today could help someone, and hopefully I will take it to mine as well. My mother used to teach me, think before you speak, and sometimes that's very hard to do. Very hard to do. Now, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Laura Lee Dawson. It's been a while since we've been together.
It has been.
And I have missed her. I just love her and her sense of humor. Yes.
God is good.
Yes, 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 yes. So, Laura Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm still working during tax season, obviously, 9 to 4.
Okay.
But I love my part-time 9 to 1 because then it gives me freedom in the afternoon. But my health is well. I'm not on any prescribed medication. I'm doing really, really good. Church is doing well. I'm able to keep all the balls in the air right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure when I'm going to drop one, but right now they're all still up there floating.
You know, that's good because, like you said, we don't know from one moment to the next where we're going to be.
No, we don't.
Just don't know where we're going to be. So kind of introduce yourself and tell people what you really do. And I know you wear many, many hats.
What I really do. Well, I go to Word of Life Christian Center Church, and I'm the deaconess there.
Okay.
I do Bible study. I lead the ladies' Bible study, and I'm on the board. And I handle the cantatas for Christmas and Easter, which I'm getting ready to start now. And then I work with Child Evangelism Fellowship. That's my charity, if you want to call it that, for Good News Clubs in the schools. And working and being a mother and a grandmother, and, you know, having a good time. I keep myself busy. Tonight I have a meeting. Tomorrow night I have prayer. Next meeting I have Word of Life Bible Study Institute, and it just, and then I'm in BSF, Bible Study Fellowship. I do mine on Zoom. I love it. We just have a really good time. I am a person who thinks if you have an opportunity to be involved in a Bible study, I think it's just one of the best ways to grow. Brenda Little is a friend of mine, and she started, I can't think, it's something on Facebook, Living for Christ, I believe, or Learning of Christ, but she does some Bible studies on Facebook as well, and they are good. But you know, you do what you have to do. Taking care of my youngest brother, and he's doing well. Okay. God is good with him, and I'm 5 years older than he is, but I'm a whole lot more spry than he is.
I know how that can be. All yes, absolutely. Yes.
But God is good, and things are going well.
That's great. That's great. And Happy New Year to you.
Yes. It's, you know, somebody said that the other day, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we're not really that deep into the new year.
No, we're not.
And yet it seems like it was so long ago.
It does. It does.
But yeah, it is. This is, I believe this is going to be a good year.
I hope so.
And I think people, I don't know that it's going to be good in man's eye as far as good.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a growth year for people to mature and realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that we can get through all of this. I don't care. I just shared with my sister-in-law, I don't care what your political arena is.
Right.
When you are a citizen, you agree to what goes on and you do your part. And yes, we can protest, and I'm all for that because Lord knows I got a lot to say. Not everybody wants to hear, but I got a lot to say.
Right.
But we have to. I think we're going to learn to respect one another.
Oh, that'd be great.
If we're going to be, I was listening this morning to the news, and there's been 52 killings, homicides in Columbus already. And it's. It's people who are so angry and upset, and I don't know what were you concerned about 5 years ago?
Right.
I can't remember.
I can't either.
You know, I know when someone dies and there's grief there, and I know when I moved a house, and I know, you know, when I graduated from high school, which was back in '01, but I can't remember, and I don't see the need to carry grudges and be offended. And if there's someone that you know in your family, or if there's someone in your workplace that you don't get along with, just respect them. You don't need to be, we don't need to be buddy buddy with everybody.
No, and you can't change people.
No, you cannot change them, and which is one of the things that we're learning with Royal Rangers and Missionettes at our church. And as I told you, we have that every Wednesday night, and we're praying that we can break ground next month on our youth building that we're going to put out there on Bartram Avenue.
Okay.
But we run 4 buses and bring them in on Wednesday nights, and they love it. They want to be there. When we had to close, when the snow, the phone rang off the hook because the kids want to come. And
just
our
give us that number again of how many youth you have there.
We have approximately 80.
That's
it's between 80 to 100, range from kindergarten to seniors.
Whoa.
We have missionettes and for the girls and rangers, Royal Rangers for the boys, and it's dynamic. It really is, and we've got some great leaders. I laughed at some of. I was talking with some of the leaders last Wednesday night. And one of them looked at me and she said, I resign every Wednesday, but I come back the next Wednesday.
So I've had enough, but I can't. But not really, right?
Not really. I just quit tonight. I'll be back next week.
Right.
But and sometimes, because we're dealing with so much diversity in our world.
Yes, we
and,
are.
And, you know, we grew up, when I grew up and when my children grew up, everyone's home was pretty much the same.
Right.
It's not that way now. And they come from such diverse backgrounds and situations that that's what the Lord called us to do. So that's what we're doing.
That's what we should do. You know how many churches are really suffering because there are no youth there?
I know. And you know, I would encourage any youth leader that wants to build their youth group, get hooked up with a Good News Club.
Right.
We hooked up with the Good News Club at Hayes Elementary.
Sure did. Yes.
And from that is where we got, and now we're spread all over the city. But that's because kids talk to kids, and
yes.
they tell them,
yes.
come and have it. And, you know, we feed them when they come in on Wednesday nights. And but if you desire to reach the youth in your community, mm-hmm. there's a Good News Club in your school.
Right.
And all you have to do as a church member is contact Cheryl Lee mm-hmm. and or myself, and we can hook you up with that lead teacher.
Right.
And you give an hour and a half or 2 hours a week as a volunteer mm-hmm. with those children.
Right.
But you build a rapport with them.
Right.
And then pretty soon, they're wanting to come to your church for their youth things. And it's not about the numbers. Mm-hmm. It's about the person you get.
Right.
And it's about the child you reach.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that starfish story, it may not make a difference to all the others, but it'll make a difference to that one you pick up and throw out back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with our children.
Yes.
It won't reach the whole classroom, but it may reach one or two in the classroom.
That's so true, Lord.
And if we just get our thought processes as adults,
right,
where they need to be. Are children as disciplined now as when we raised ours? I can tell you absolutely not. All I had to do was snap my fingers, and the entire youth group straightened up.
Right, right.
Now I snap my fingers, and they snap their fingers back. It's like, okay, we're playing a game here. But you have to work with that.
That's true.
You can't change. You know, the only thing that can change is Christ, and He changes our heart.
Yes, He does.
And if we could get Him in their hearts and let them know the reality of how much Jesus loved them. You know, when you come from a world where you don't feel you're loved,
mm-hmm.
if you could just know He loves me.
Amen.
And Hebrews 13:5, the last part of it. I will never leave you or forsake you.
Right.
They need to know that needs to be indelled in them. And the church, mm-hmm. whatever the church, in fact, I was talking to someone today from one of our larger churches here in Marion. They don't have any youth.
See what I was
now,
saying.
What's going to happen to that church?
It'll die out eventually.
It will. You know, and he said, right through several situations, it's what people, members who died that left trust and monies to them that's keeping them going. And that's not what the kingdom of God is all about.
Oh, no.
That's not what Paul said. And as I said to Pastor, look what Jesus did with just 12 men.
Yes.
Even though one of them was rotten.
Yeah.
And a rascal. He was replaced by another man.
Yes, he was.
And look what Paul did with just sending out missionaries and starting churches
mm-hmm.
and planting people. We need to do that with the people today.
Yes, we do.
We need to get to our youth and our young couples from 30 to 40 on up or down.
There you go.
To get involved in our church. I know your youth pastor is in her 20s. She and her husband, aren't they in their late mid-20s?
I think so, yeah.
I believe it's somewhere around in there. That's what we need.
Yes, we do.
We need these people. And our worship team for our church, mm-hmm. they're except for Pastor and one other girl, two others, they're all in their 20s.
Wow.
And it's what's important. But you can't get people, you can't get children plugged in.
Right.
Until you get youth anchored in Christ. And then there's an opportunity
mm-hmm.
for where they can be used.
Right.
But you've got to start. And we just started doing our peanut butter and Jesus.
Okay.
We take the bus and go out. We only do it one Saturday a month. And it was supposed
with Amy?
To be. Jan. Jan Vance. Janice
okay.
is head of it.
Okay.
And we don't need, it's something the church is sponsoring. We don't take contributions or we don't try and get donations from anywhere except the church because we don't feel that the community, because we put our information from our church in the bag
mm-hmm.
And we make it available to them. But it's working out really well. We do about 150 to 200 bags a month when we go out, and then we have people calling us, when are you coming? Mm-hmm. We want to see you. When are you coming? Oh. And we send the adults out to pray with them. So as we're giving them the sandwich, and it's got chips and a cookie and a bottle of water and the peanut butter, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, we're feeding them physically, but we're also feeding them spiritually.
Yes, the Word of God.
And so when we go out, any kind of prayer concern, we're praying with them. I choose to donate the water.
Okay.
Because I'm not on the bus. But while they're out, I'm home praying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because, again, I'm 77 years old. At this point, it needs to be the younger people. We need to begin to train. And I've trained, and now they're taking over.
Yes.
And, you know, it's that's what needs to happen.
Absolutely.
Because there come a time, I've been ordering some CDs. I like to sing, so. I told my daughter, when I go to the nursing home, I'll have my karaoke all to myself.
will.
And I can just have a good time, just me.
Right.
Of course, I do now anyway.
Right.
But and which is why Good News Club is so important. And it's why with this, we've got our silent auction coming up March 12th. And if you, to raise the monies for that, Linda, we just have to keep the wheels on the ministry,
mm-hmm.
and that financial wheel is the vehicle that helps us move forward and
right.
get the things that we need in our county, and get the lead teachers, and get the information that they need.
Right.
And we have a really good time, and enjoy the auction. But I would like to see it to where one day we wouldn't have to do that. We could just do it because we want to.
Right, just for fun.
Or entertainment. Not because it was necessary to support. We have three missionaries. Janice Benn is one of them. She's our part-time missionary.
Okay.
And then Sarah and Kathy.
So Sarah's still on the board.
Still on the board.
Good.
Sarah and Kathy Morris is still, and they're full-time missionaries. For their support. And of course Mike Todd is still there.
Okay.
And we are looking for members for the committee. I talked to a lady this week. I'm going to submit her name. I try not to submit names until I check.
Right.
I have been known to do that without. And they've always been very gracious, but anyway. We are looking for new members because we want some new blood. And we do that committee supports 9 counties now. So it makes it a...
It's growing.
It's growing. And God is good. I mean, we are just... I know that numbers are not important,
mm-hmm.
but I do believe that numbers are an indication of what God can do.
Yes.
And what He will do
yes.
if we will use Him. And so... Cornerstone Church has just been... They're a delight to work with.
Yes,
they are they are so sweet and so supportive of us,
mm-hmm.
Which is where the silent auction will be held from 10:30 until 2 on March 12th at Cornerstone. And there's a lot of stuff and a lot of things that are nice and good. Cheryl is very particular about what she puts in that auction. She's very particular, and as I told you, I get to do the grab and go sub box. We started that because of COVID, but it worked out so well because I can have it ready, and it's a 6-inch sub with bologna, salami, and ham, American cheese, and Swiss cheese on a hoagie bun, and then it's a bag of chips, and it will be a homemade macadamia nut cookie that Judy Probes makes. I don't know if you've ever eaten Judy's cookies or not, but oh my, they are heavenly.
Oh, goodness.
I could eat a dozen and a half. And then we put in applesauce because we think they need some type of fruit, and that was the easiest thing to do, along with water from Peacock Water Company, who is donating them. And so the support from retailers is just great.
Good. That's so
and
wonderful.
Really good. But that's a $10 donation, and it's worth every penny. In fact, I found it humorous. We did it last year, and a couple of gentlemen were rather skeptical, mm-hmm. shall I say. So, and I had some extras, so they came and they bought them, one each, and ate it and came back and said, do you think we could buy three of those apiece to take home? I said, certainly. I said, what changed your mind? He said, that was a good sub.
Good.
Lots of meat, lots of cheese, lots of everything. And it was just really good.
Yes.
But those are things that we do, and we'll have. I think Cheryl's thinking about having a pie, cake, or banana nut bread, or something for dessert for sale there, if they would like, along with coffee and tea and lemonade, maybe.
Right.
But that kind of stuff. But yeah, it'll work really well. And again, we need that. But the thing we need the most, other than prayer, obviously, we mm-hmm. need prayer every day. But the thing we need the most is volunteers.
Volunteers.
People who have a heart to be with kids. And you don't have to do anything other than be there.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the USA company that manages Child Evangelism Fellowship, as far as their bylaws and rules and regulations, you have to have two accountable adults
right.
with the children, and that's just common sense.
In the class. Absolutely.
In the classroom, yes. and going, and so volunteers are a primary thing that we need, and once you, I really started out as a volunteer. I was just going to be an administrative assistant. I'm not sure what happened, but...
Me either, Lord.
See, you ended up a lead teacher as well.
I sure did.
You know, and 2 weeks before it starts, somebody tells me I'm a lead teacher, and I had been through the training mm-hmm. because I was going to be the substitute teacher.
Right.
Like they have in the educational system, right?
Right.
Wrong. 2 weeks before it started, I got the Good News Club at George Washington and thoroughly enjoyed it. But with some personal situations in
right.
my life, after 3 years, I told them, I said, this will be my last year. Well, that's when Janice decided that she would be, the Lord had called her to be a part-time missionary.
Mm-hmm.
So she does 4 schools. And she was doing 2 on Zoom. I don't know if she's still doing
she's
Zoom
so
or not.
She's so busy. And
she is. She's
good,
a delight.
She's good with those
she
children.
Drives. That's her calling. She's
yes,
called to children. Now, she teaches adults, and that she's good. There's
right.
no question. But her heart and her calling
for
is with children.
Yes.
And they love her, and she remembers their names. And my pastor's wife is the same way. She's called to children. They just love her to pieces, and she loves them.
Okay. Well,
so it works out well. Everybody gets their part.
Amen.
And it makes it continue to go. But of all the churches that we have in Marion, there should be a youth group in each one of them.
Each one. You would think so. Because like you said, the lifespan is short with the church with just older people. You
it
know?
Is.
What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. exactly.
I'm in bed sometimes before 8 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? Just from the little radio show and going back and forth to the store, getting gas or something like that. You know, and Bible study on Wednesday night and...
Church on Sunday.
Church
and,
on Sunday.
I mean, it's a run. And I can do almost as much as I used to do,
mm-hmm.
but it takes me longer to recuperate.
There you go.
I mean, I don't have those energies to chase children and
right.
et cetera and do all of that. So, but we've got so many that we really need. I was talking with Pastor Hypes. He was in the other day, and he's got a good...
Is the pastor of your church?
No. He's the Shepherd's Nook.
Okay.
He and Jenny, and they're delightful people.
Okay.
They're just real sweet. And I was talking with him. We were talking about the youth. He's got a youth group as well. And things are... But it's a struggle
mm-hmm.
because the world offers so much.
I know.
They get bored with the world. When if they would come and do a youth group at church with the right heart, they wouldn't
mm-hmm.
get bored.
That's true. That's so true.
There's your difference.
Right.
I was talking with a gentleman today from the Lutheran Church, and he said their youth are almost non-existent since COVID.
Well, I believe it. I just really do. And like you said, it's about keeping their attention span. But you said something that was really profound, that when children understand that Jesus loves them, it makes a world of difference. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they will want to come and feed off that love that's coming from your lead teachers and the songs and the Bible lessons that are presented through Good News Club.
They do.
It's just...
It so just profound. Breaks their heart really sometimes is. When they have to, they start, you know, like they do an after-school program for learning if your grade level is not such mm-hmm. in a certain place. And it just breaks the kids' hearts when they have to.
Are they doing that now?
Well, they had talked about starting it again. I don't know whether they have or not.
Okay.
But it breaks their hearts when they have to leave Good News Club to go to that. It just really crushes them. And I dealt with that when I was at George Washington. And mm-hmm. There's not really anything you can do.
No.
You just have to get through it. And I said, we'll be here when you get done.
Right.
You know, you can come back.
Right.
But and there's so much going on in the world that kids are not enjoying childhood anymore. They just.
How can they?
Right.
How can they?
They
it's
just
almost you can't enjoy adulthood. I mean, there's so much going on.
Exactly.
You know, it's like we're in a world of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, and competition.
And competition.
And I don't need to compete with anybody except mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-mm. Right.
I just, but we measure so many things by what someone else does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Galatians 5:1. He calls us to, he set us free, and he calls us to stand on that freedom. And then in Galatians 5:13, he calls us to share that freedom and love one another.
True.
And if we had more people, like in the Good News Clubs, telling them about Christ.
Right.
And salvation, and the freedom they have to stand on his word. I don't have to be like anybody else.
No, you don't.
Because he loves me just like I am.
Yes.
And, yes, there are people who think like I think, and we have a charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, you know, we're close. We're friends. And we're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have some friends that don't think like I think.
Amen.
And we're still friends.
Yes.
Because...
Yes.
They know where I'm at. What I find interesting is that if they're not Christian, Lordy, could you tell me what the Bible says about this?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I can, but why don't you look it up? But no, I go ahead and look it up. I give them the scriptures.
Right.
I do that for that very reason, because that may ignite something. Whether we want to admit it or not, Linda, every Christian's called to be a seed planter.
Yes, you're so right. We God, can't get away from it.
You can't. I catch them. I plant the seed. God does the rest of it.
Yes, he does.
I'm just supposed to share my testimony and just share the word.
Right.
And what he's done in my life. And that's seed. And then it's not my choice to make their choice. And sometimes I think we get hung up.
We do. We judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, we judge and we think, why can't I get you to do this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not me getting you to do this.
Right.
And why can't we understand that and let the Holy Spirit work? My job is to plant seed and pray and direct the Holy Spirit. I direct him to some addresses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know why we do that. I don't. Honestly, do not know.
But
why.
Is that not how the world does it?
Yes.
Think about it.
That's true.
That is
so
exactly true. What the world. We are programmed that way.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that is not what the Bible teaches.
True.
Well, then you get to a church that teaches the Bible like yours, mine, and several others, and people get offended. Because this is what the Word says.
Right, right.
My pastor's doing a series on discipleship. I told him last night, I'm not coming back. You get done with this series, I'll be home. But I'm not coming back. And he said, well, I looked at him and he laughed, obviously, because he knows I'll be back. But I told him, I said, you're stepping on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been a Christian for 65 years.
Okay.
And I've been in the Bible. I don't ever remember, Linda, not being able to read the Bible. I've read it. I cut my teeth on the King James. And I was raised by a woman who was a devout Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a question, She would look at you and say, Lorelei, there's the Bible on the coffee table. Go look it up. Well, Mother, can't you tell me where it's at? No, you go look it up. Mm. So I was raised that way.
Right. Seeking.
Well, yes. Well, not everybody is like that.
No.
And now everybody wants to believe what someone else tells them. You know, those scriptures I put on Facebook and Messenger and on the phone.
Oh, yeah, every Monday.
Every Monday. I am very, very careful that those are from the Word of God.
Yes.
Not my opinion. Because Lord knows if I put my opinion out there, it blows some people away. But we want to, it's easier, they want to believe what somebody else says.
That's true.
And what the preacher tells them, rather than dig it out for himself. We do the same thing with politics.
Oh, yeah.
We do the same thing with almost everything. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to listen to a broadcaster than to sit down and dig it out
for myself. Out for myself. Yes.
Then I've got my facts. Mm-hmm. Check the facts. Now, I know you'll find this difficult to believe, but not everything on the internet is correct.
That is so true. But people think, you know, it's Bible.
But people think if it's on the internet, it's to die for.
No, it's not.
It's right. Not. That's why you need to do your own research. That's why we had encyclopedias that nobody uses anymore. That's why we had tools in the library to search things out.
Yes.
But nobody does that anymore.
Who has time?
It's easier. Well, it's easier for me to be busy and go out and eat. It is. Think about it. And
you're
to socialize.
Right. Uh-huh.
Than it is for me to take an hour and do a Bible study, or for an hour and dig into a political situation that I want to know the truth about. It's just easier to do it the other way.
It sure is.
And which brings us back to Volunteers for Good News Club. Mm-hmm. It's easier to let someone else do it.
Yes, it is.
And if somebody's doing it, why do I need to volunteer? Because that one person that's doing it may be tired and going to have to quit. There's hardly anybody involved. And, well, there's, what, four of us now? Five. Jan and Alberta, and Terry and Elma, and Cheryl and me, that was there when I started.
Okay.
You know, now they have, and that's a great,
yes.
That's a great transition, and that's what we need. Mm-hmm. New lead teachers, new volunteers. People that see and are willing to give a part of their time. We're not asking you to sign your life away or to have somebody in your face all the time.
True, because that's only like one class a week, right?
Exactly. And it's only, what, an hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Maybe two. And the lead teacher gets everything ready, but between me and you and these pictures, Good News Club's already ready. All you got to do is open the book.
Yes,
it's all planned.
Yes, it is.
You know, find someone to do your snacks, a church to volunteer and do your snacks, and you're good to go.
That's true.
I mean, you got your word up, you got your memory verse, you got your story, you got your missionary story. I mean, you got everything.
Everything.
It's not like you have to create anything. In fact, my pastor's wife uses some of our stuff for children's church. Because it's excellent information. It really
is.
And it's geared to their level.
Yes.
From that kindergarten to fifth grade, it's geared to their level.
Yes, it is.
And that's
ours.
And ours. Amen. Amen.
But, you know how many times I used to repent, like preparing the lesson? You know what I'm saying? Because it gets you.
It does.
Right there in the gut. Like, okay,
conviction
first,
is a gift. I keep telling myself that. But, Lord, I'm getting tired of it. But it really is. And you're so right. Once you start teaching these children, and they can come up with some questions. I will never forget. There was one little boy. He knew John 3:16.
Okay.
And he said, my Bible doesn't say it the way that you say it. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay. You bring your Bible next week and we'll look and see.
Okay.
So he brought his Bible, and it happened to be one of the ESVs, and you and I both know it said the same thing. And so I looked at it, and I looked down at it, and I said, okay, you read yours, and I'll read mine. And he read his, and I read mine. And he looked, and he said, well, what do you know? It's the same.
It's the same.
I said, really? But it was so cute. He was, I think, in the fourth grade.
He just had to prove that it was true.
He had to research it, and I could have done that.
Right, right.
But I wanted him to research it. Right. I wanted him to bring it back to me.
Right.
And boy, he come in that class with his Bible under his arm. He was ready. And here we were. And then one time, we got ready to close at the end of season, and one of the students came up and said, "Can I do the prayer?" And I said, "Of course." Mm-hmm. And he was in the fifth grade. It was his last year. And he did the Lord's Prayer. It was gorgeous. Mm. Beautiful. And even the children were like, "Man." You know, they're in awe. But
they should be in awe.
They
right?
should be. Exactly. I was in awe.
All of us should
it
be
was
in
just,
awe.
He was, it's just amazing. And there's so much that we could do if people were willing to be the servant that we're mm-hmm, called to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go to heaven.
Amen.
That's my goal.
Yes,
I'm just
is.
Passing through here to begin with. Mm-hmm. So while I'm passing through, why can't I be a servant and help others?
Amen.
And you may find this difficult to believe, but not everybody likes me. It's okay. They're not allowed. They're
sound
allowed
like
that.
Your sister now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to like me.
Right.
You just need to. And if we don't get along, I use Paul and Barnabas so much over John Mark.
Okay.
Because you know, so many times Christians become offended.
True.
Or don't like the way things are going. That doesn't mean you lose your salvation.
No, it doesn't.
That means you separate and do what God's called you to do where He's placed you, mm-hmm. and do what you're called to do where He's placed you, mm-hmm. not to change anyone.
Right.
You know, and we think that, I get into this, we think that because we're blood family, you know, I got news for you. You got to love your family through Jesus. Because that's the only way. This love the world has in making us. And someone said to me, "Well, if that's Christianity, I don't know why anybody would want it." And I just looked at them and said, "I got one question for you. What did Jesus ever do to you to reject
right.
you?"
Right.
It's not about that person.
No, it's not.
It's about your relationship. You're looking for excuses.
That's true. So
and
true.
You know, when you teach Good News Club, there's every excuse in the world.
Oh,
I have to have this toy out in my hand because I got to bring it to school today. And I have to hold on to it because the teacher said so. And I said, "Well, let's talk to the teacher." "Well, maybe she didn't say that." "I'll take your toy, and I'll give it to you when you get done."
Right, at the end of class.
At the end of class.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't that they didn't want to listen. Mm-hmm. It was that they wanted to push your button.
Oh, yeah. See if
and
I can get away with
this, right?
And they
know which buttons, huh? And this is my friend. I have to sit with my friend. Yeah, you're going to sit with your friend because you can cut up.
Right.
I know exactly.
And distracting okay. everybody,
mm-hmm.
right?
So what we did was, okay, you can sit with your friend. But I'm going to put my chair in between you.
Okay.
You going to sit at our table? Well, I am today. I mean, and getting them to letting them help you in Good News Club is so important.
Yes.
But if people could just grab hold of that, particularly our churches.
Yes.
If our churches could just grab hold of what Good News Club is and what they do.
Amen.
If we could just get them to begin to become a part of that ministry.
And you know, like you said, you have like 80 plus students, young people from kindergarten mm-hmm. to
seniors.
Well, to seniors. A lot of this is about parents releasing their children to be a part of God's work.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
mm-hmm.
of thinking that, "Oh, we're going to do something with their children," or cram Jesus down their throat and things like that. I ran into that so often.
Right.
But that's not our intention. It's about sharing God's love with your young people, your mm-hmm. children, mm-hmm. your kindergartens, mm-hmm. all the way through 12th grade. Sharing God's love. There is nothing more important than that in this world.
Oh, no, there isn't. That is the primary thing that needs to be taught and learned.
Yes.
And held in total self-esteem.
That's true.
That's where it all comes from. And we invite parents to come whenever they want to come.
Right.
I had one mother that came almost 8 weeks.
Okay.
And finally she said, you do the same thing. And I said, well, it's not really the same thing, but it's the same format.
Right, same concept.
This
yes.
is the same, it's the same format, a
right.
different Bible story, a different
right.
thing. But I'm not forcing your child
right.
to change what they think. Well, that mother happened to be involved in Wicca.
Oh, did she?
But her daughter wanted to be in Good News Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't leave her alone. That's the other thing, that kids, when they want something, they know exactly what button to push on their parents.
But did she take her
and
out of
she,
the Good News?
No, she left her. After she came for 8 weeks and found out that I wasn't bashing parents, I wasn't bashing any of that.
Right.
We discussed sin and what sin is.
Right.
But I never named anything other than, you know, breaking your trust with God's word,
right.
et cetera. And so she left her. And in fact, when I went to help Jan, her volunteer couldn't go, and I volunteered until I went to work full-time at George Washington. She was still there. This is her last year, but she's still in it.
Well, good.
And you know what? Her mother is beginning to think like she thinks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's beginning to talk to her mother about what she's learning in Good News Club.
Of course.
And they love those little songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it works.
And I know she's skipping around the house singing them, too. I know she is.
Exactly.
You know, it just stays with you, you know.
It does.
Some of those songs come back in my spirit, even
though
I've been away from her for a few years now. But
what's the news?
That's crazy.
Good news.
Good news.
You got it.
Yes, absolutely. So we have like 2 minutes left, Laura Lee. Please announce the silent auction again.
Alrighty. The silent auction will be March the 12th at Cornerstone Church, and that's on Route 4 South. The doors will open at 10:30, and they will close at 2. There is a sub-luncheon available for $10. All of your money will go to support Child Evangelism Fellowship, Good News Clubs in our schools in our county, so that we can continue to teach our children about the love of Christ.
Right.
And you can come and go as you choose for the silent auction. The 10:30, you'll be able to come in and preview, and bidding will start at 11 and
right.
a silent auction.
All righty. We are out of time. I have really enjoyed Laura Lee. I have to bring her on more often. Boy, I enjoy her so much in her spirit. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget, we stream live www.wwgh107.com. So, till next time, be blessed. See you tomorrow, same time, same station. 107.1 FM radio, 4:15 until 5 p.m. Thank you, and God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That's I mean, really, that's just